I think when we started, we thought that we would capture the tourist market. And then we realized that there's this little tiny hole in the wall that the locals want to come to, and they'll come to every week.
This is the Deep in the Weeds podcast. I'm Anthony Huckstep. It's the summer series on Deep in the Weeds, and today we're heading to Queensland at Humble-on-Duke with Jade Turrihar. Jade, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Huck?
I'm good. It's good to get you back on the show. It's been a little while now. How are things?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. We're 3 years in now, so I think as of next week. Oh, no, this week, actually. So probably in a really, really good position and feeling pretty good, so...
How was 2023 for you? Was it a different year? Was it a settling year? What was it like?
I think, you know, we were busy for quite a while, and then we sort of got to the end of the year and you're sort of waiting for a bit of a lull, and that sort of just started. And then you sort of ramp up for pretty much Boxing Day. Noosa's obviously a tourism destination. So, I mean, we're very lucky. We have probably equal local clientele to tourists. So we're pretty steady all year round. The year before, yeah, it's fantastic. The year before was an anomaly. Like, I think it was, yeah, the last couple of years have been very interesting. So we're pretty steady. So I think this year was a year of realizing what's important. And the relationships we've been building with people. So, yeah, bit of a different journey.
We've, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we've had you on the show before and you've lived in all sorts of places. Do you have any sort of travel food stories that sort of made an impact on you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've spoke about, I think maybe previously, an Iraqi restaurant that I visited in Dubai that was quite a highlight for me, probably some of my favorite cuisine. But I think when you're traveling or when you're going to these restaurants, a whole heap of things come into play. Generally, it's the people you're with, or, you know, who you surround yourself with, why you're there. That was a great experience. But I think more recently, I went to Sydney last year. And a restaurant that I went to called Bubba's Place, I don't know if you've heard of it, probably changed the way I look at food and chefs and waiters. Yeah, it's I'll paint a picture. it's pretty funny. So I think Beck Foley, who she's a great Sydney food scene person, she told me to go there. And so we spent 4 days in Sydney. We rocked up. It's in Marrickville. So for anyone that's listening, it's like suburban Sydney, the inner west. And it was in a back alleyway. There was a roller door and it's just a warehouse. And the seating is like all that stuff you would find in like a Lebanese or Italian or Greek family home. So like those big wooden chairs it was so cool. And everything, all the plates and everything were from op shops, every single thing. And I'm just like, have these guys spent any money on anything? And then we walk in and the kitchen is like, oh, it's got to be $100,000, surely. Like the best cook plates, the best dishwashers, all the best stainless steel. But it was really nice because I think I spoke to Stacey and I think – a lot of restaurants do it the other way around. They make it all look really pretty for the consumer. And what you've got in here is this beautiful kitchen and the food, like, Huck, you have to go. Like, that's not far from you. Yeah. the food was incredible. It was just really, really wholesome food. Lots of different things like Lebanese, Middle Eastern. I think one of the boys is Lebanese, one's Croatian. There's three of them and I don't know the other one, unfortunately, but some of them grew up in Sydney and grew up eating some of this food. And yeah, it was just really, really quite wholesome. Stacey and I really want to get back there. we're a big fan of what they do. That was really quite beautiful last year, and probably my highlight dining experience. It was very hot. It was a hot time of year.
Well, summer is a hot time of year, especially where you are as well. Do you have any sort of fond sort of food summer stories from growing up or as an adult?
I don't – like, I'm probably, you know, being front of house, if there's any chefs listening, I'm not great when it comes to seasonal produce or knowing what's in season and knowing when to use it. I use Stacey for that to help me. But I think summer for me, there's this – it's going to sound really silly, but we have this salad that we make at home and it's called a mum salad. And my mum always looks at me quite strangely when I say it, but it's that typical salad. We sometimes use cos lettuce or iceberg. You know when your mum would make a salad and she'd make deviled eggs and put them in there, or and like the chunky cheese, like chia cheese or like some sort of cheddar, dates and the olives from the jar. So we've been doing a lot of that lately. It's so tasty, and we have like our own vinaigrette. Stacey makes that, obviously. Sometimes I do, and it's just so good. And that's been my highlight, actually, just in the last couple of months, because it's been hot up here. There's been no autumn. It went from winter to summer. So we like getting some nice meat from like a local butcher here. They use some pretty good stuff that we can get at the restaurant too. And then just doing a really weird salad like that. It sounds really silly, but I never go back for seconds on the meat or anything else. It's always the salad.
That's a sign of a good salad.
Very peculiar, yeah.
You're just a stone's throw from the deep blue there. It's a beautiful part of the world. What do you love about summer?
Probably going down to Noosa Main Beach. I think a lot of locals tend to avoid that area, but we like going there. It's a pretty sheltered beach, so we generally drive down the end of the road, get a park, go to a favourite couple of little places that we drop in there, but then go for a swim. And then when you're in the water there and you look back at the coastline, it's sort of an almost pinch yourself moment, because there's some pretty affluent people that live here and some pretty big like ocean view villas and apartments and houses. But we don't live in any of those. Definitely not. We live 20 minutes inland, which is really nice. But it's nice to go down there and go for a swim. I actually really enjoy the Christmas time of year and that summer time of year, because I feel like I'm on holidays. I've always holidayed up here, and my parents have lived up here for like 15 years. So flying from Adelaide to Noosa was what we would do. So I tend to try and do some real touristy things, and it's really fun. It's really fun. It sounds silly, but it's fun.
They're kind of underrated, and we forget to enjoy our own sort of city or town sometimes.
I think so, yeah.
There's a lot going on in food at the moment. What's your sort of favourite thing in food in Australia, and what would you like to see more of in the next year?
In Australia? Look, probably perfect timing for you and I to have this conversation, but Tasting Australia in Adelaide. Wowee. Have you been?
I have.
It is incredible. I've always attended, and then this year, 2023, Stacey and I cooked at Naringa Vineyard, which is Aaron and Janet's biodynamic regenerative vineyard. It probably does some of the best Adelaide Hills Chardonnay. We cooked there, and I think having all of the hospitality people, like there's chefs from Europe, America, front of house, all over Australia, and they all come together for this 10 days and do events and collaborations. And that made me fall in love with food and wine all over again. Like it was just beautiful. You get to meet so many amazing people, cook with so many amazing people. That's on next year. We've just been the program's just been released for 2024, and it's bigger. And I don't know if I want to say bigger and better. I feel really cliche saying that, but I've just had a real glimpse at the program. And I was talking to a regular of mine this morning, and she's like, "I'm very overwhelmed." I said, "Yeah, same." But we're gonna have to go through, and because a lot of our regulars actually travel to Adelaide and come and we cook for them there down at Naringa. So we're sort of just getting a few of them together now. And then we generally will go visit a few other little events around Adelaide. But that's probably the thing I'm looking most forward to. Food writers and journalists, I've met some really, really cool ones over the last couple of months that have visited Humble. And just the direction in which they're, you know, a new direction in which they're looking at writing in, a more positive and wholesome way. I'm excited to see where that takes them next year. And yeah, a few little things changing. And I mean, you know that world all too well, but a few things that are changing, and just becoming a little bit more authentic. And yeah, I think that's going to be really exciting to see the little people do some big things.
As you mentioned a bit earlier, it's Humble is a few years old now. Is it quite different to what you began with?
I think when we started, we thought that we would capture the tourist market, and then we realized that there's this little tiny hole in the wall that the locals want to come to, and they'll come to every night, every week. Sorry, we've got this family that come every week, and she sends me a message, and sometimes it's at 10 to 5. Hey, you got a table for 6? And they came to our event in Adelaide earlier in 2023, and they'll probably come to next year's one. But it's just this, you know, recently one of our regulars, she unfortunately passed away, and her husband invited us to her memorial. And you don't realize the impact that you have on someone's life. And, you know, being here and the median age range in Noosa, and you sort of start to learn pretty quickly that, yeah, you've got to really harness these relationships or treat them with love and kindness. And so that's, yeah, we're just trying to navigate that now, because we've not really had much loss in our lives as young hospitality workers. But, just harnessing these relationships and, you know, meeting these people, and it's been really nice. We've sort of kept with the same thing, so we still have a set menu. We started with that, and we'll probably end with that. It's a very small kitchen. You need to come, Huck, because it's tiny. It's only 14 seats inside, and then a couple of little tables outside for my regulars and walk-ins. Yeah, but it's we've got a chef now that works with Stacey in the kitchen. She's Charlotte, who is super talented, and helps Stacey now. So things have sort of eased up a little bit, but the same sort of concept. But I think realizing that the relationships that you build with everyone, I think that's key, and that's what we've worked on this year.
That's amazing. Well, Jade, look forward to seeing what you do in 2024. It's always a pleasure to catch up. Please keep in touch and have a great year.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks to both you and Rob.
This is the Deep in the Weeds podcast. I'm Anthony Huckstep. Stay tuned as we take a deep dive into the lives of the incredible people who ply their trade in the food and hospitality sector.
Special thanks to executive producer Rob Locke for making this all happen.
Follow us on Instagram at Deep in the Weeds podcast, or email us at podcast@deepintheweeds.com.au.
Stay safe and be well.